Earth hours looking a bit different this year. This Saturday at 8:30 p.m., people around the world will still switch off as a gesture of solidarity to show their care about the Earth's future. Courtney Thomas spoke with event coordinator Jasmine Lecce to find out how COVID-19 has impacted the event this year.
So Jasmine, can you just tell me the concept of Earth Hour, you know, its history and why it started?
Sure. So Earth Hour started in Sydney in 2007, and the main ask was that everybody switch off in a symbolic show of support for the environment. Now, over 188 countries take part and people around the world come together to demonstrate solidarity for the environment as well.
How do you think the act of switching off can create change for our climate future?
So it's not just the act of switching off. It's a great way to demonstrate your support for the environment, but Earth Hour as a movement has also made real change in a few different ways. So, for example, a couple of years ago in 2014, plastic bags were banned in the Galapagos Islands. There have also been whole Earth Hour forests planted in Uganda, and just last year in Australia, 300,000 letters encouraging stronger measures to protect our environment were sent to key Australian politicians.
Can you just explain how Earth Hour might be a little bit different this year compared to years prior?
So in response to the COVID-19 outbreak, we have taken Earth Hour fully digital this year so that everybody can celebrate from the comfort of their couches. So what this means is Earth Hour Live. We will be live streaming a really exciting lineup of Aussie artists, musicians, comedians and experts from 8:30 p.m. on Saturday night, Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time on earthhour.org.au. So we still encourage people to turn their lights off to continue the Earth Hour tradition, but we will be live streaming during the hour of Earth Hour in the dark.
What do you expect to get out of Earth Hour this year? Like, is there anything specific you're really looking forward to? Like, what change are you looking forward to in this year specifically? Maybe that's different from years prior.
With everything happening right now, we've really had to sort of change our approach to Earth Hour this year. It's always been about nature, and it still is, but Earth Hour is about people too. Because it is the largest grassroots movement for the environment, one of the greatest things about Earth Hour is the sense of community that comes with it. And we really wanted to harness that this year and make it an opportunity for people to connect while we're all feeling a little more distant than usual.
And you did say there's some great Aussie artists that are going to do this. Would you be able to tell me a couple of them?
So it's going to be hosted by award-winning journalist, TV presenter and broadcaster extraordinaire Patrick Abood. He's going to be joined by a talented lineup of Aussie artists, comedians and special guests, including Jack River, Polish Club, Bobby Alou, Ella Haber, Dulcie and Alice Skye. And we've got more names to be announced soon as well.
What can people do now? Like, obviously on the website, I think you can declare that you're going to do the 1 hour. Is there anything else that people should be doing now?
There are so many options on earthhour.org.au. We do encourage everybody to sign up to switch off. We are also going dark digitally online, so you can join our social media switch off. You get exclusive assets to post on your social media channels when you sign up as well. But please feel free to visit earthhour.org.au. If live streaming isn't quite your thing, there are so many options on there about how you can spend Earth Hour this year.
And obviously you said, you know, hundreds of countries typically each year come together to participate. This year, is that still going to be the case?
For the past few years, we've had 188 countries and territories taking part. That's 96% of countries and territories on the planet. This year, over 143 countries and territories are celebrating digitally, and close to 40 countries will be organizing online events similar to what we're doing. And in addition to that, over 100 landmarks are preparing to switch off to show their support for the movement, including iconic landmarks at home, like the Sydney Harbour Bridge and also the Melbourne Star Observation Wheel. We've got Adelaide Oval switching off too. You'll find at least a few landmarks in every state. And then globally, we've got the Eiffel Tower in Paris switching off, Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque in Abu Dhabi switching off, Tokyo Skytree, Brandenburg Gate, the Colosseum in Rome, the Acropolis in Athens, Victoria Harbour in Hong Kong. The list goes on and on and on.
Just with regard to like the many countries, obviously as well, doing the same format as Australia by streaming, mm-hmm. Will they be tuning into our live stream or are they doing like their own country by country?
Well, it varies greatly. I do know that Singapore has their own live stream too, which is fantastic. As for Earth Hour Live in Australia, it will be streamed live from 8:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time onwards. But then we are making sure that it's available for at least 24 hours so that people celebrating Earth Hour all over the world will have a chance to tune in with us as well.